the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up. But let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Dear Lord, thank you for my mom and dad.
Angels fly above you. They know that you're dreaming now. I wonder if you know. Before I knew your name, before I saw your eyes, your chin and your nose, before I counted your fingers and toes, I asked heaven for someone wonderful as you. Every prayer and wish came true. I dreamed of you before I knew your name. I am thankful for you. You know I adore. Dreaming now, I wonder if you know. Before I knew your name, before I saw your eyes, your chin and your nose, before I counted your fingers and toes, I asked heaven for someone wonderful as you. And every prayer and a wish came true. I dreamed of you before I knew your name. I dreamed of you before I knew your name.
Did you know there was a man called John who was known as the disciple whom Jesus loved? He was there when Jesus died on the cross, and this is what he wrote in the Bible about love.
1 John 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
This is how we know. This is how we know. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. For us. For us. This is how we know.
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 What love is.
What love is.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Laid down his life.
For us.
For us.
For us.
For us.
praises to Jesus.
We'll do some more singing in a few minutes.
Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me.
What's going on here? What's all the commotion?
James, the master, his face, his bearing. No longer does he faint and stagger from exhaustion. He's calm and serene like a true king.
It's a mob. They carry swords and staves, weapons of all kinds. They're coming. The master, he advances to meet them.
Whom seek ye?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he.
A bright light.
It is an angel from heaven come to protect the master.
The mob cannot stand the divine light. They fall as dead men.
Oh, Judas is there. Poor misguided soul. Even he falls as dead by the brightness of the divine glory.
Jesus. Why stand ye there? Thy accusers are all fallen as dead men. Now is your opportunity to escape. Run! Now! Don't just stand there calm and self-possessed. This may be your last opportunity to escape death and defeat. Run! Run while there is still time! The Roman soldiers, the temple priests and elders, even Judas, all are lying at your feet as if they... It is too late. They are getting up.
Whom seek ye?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I have already told you that I am he. If therefore it is I whom ye seek, let these 11 go their way.
Hail, Master.
Friend, wherefore art thou come? Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Come on, soldiers! Be not afraid to touch Jesus just because of a magical trick with a beam of light. Judas touched him, and no harm came to him.
Guards, do your duty! Lay hand on Jesus before he escapes! Bring the cords to bind his hands!
His hands, his precious hands that have ever been employed in doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, how can it be?
Surely the master will not suffer himself to be taken as a common thief. Why doesn't he use the same power to escape that he used in his ministry of doing good? The same power that just struck these men as dead men.
Why doesn't he save himself and us?
Here, sir, is the cord.
Well, bind his hands tightly.
Certainly he will not permit himself to be captured by such a mob as this. Else I would not have...
Did you speak to me, sir? Just
thinking.
They are actually binding his hands. I must protect the master.
Ah! My ear!
This one favor.
My ear. It's back on again. With just a touch, he healed my ear.
Peter, put up again thy sword into its place. For all that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my father, and he shall give me more than 12 legions of angels?
The official dignity of the Israelite leaders has not prevented them from joining in the pursuit of Jesus. His arrest is too important a matter to be trusted to subordinates. The wily temple priests and elders have joined the temple police and the rabble in following Judas to Gethsemane. What a company for these dignitaries to unite with. A mob eager for excitement and armed with all kinds of implements as if in pursuit of a wild beast. Turning to the dignitaries, Jesus fixes upon them his searching glance.
You come out against me with swords and staves as you would against a thief or a robber. Day by day I sat teaching in the temple. You had every opportunity of laying your hands upon me, and you did nothing. The night is better suited to your work. This is your hour and the power of darkness.
Master is going to let them arrest him. Oh, it is humiliating. Why is he letting them offend us? I suggest that we we save ourselves, run for our lives.
Come on.
Behold, the hour is now come when my disciples have scattered, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone. My Father is with me.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to add these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
B, God promises me victory.
Victory. This is my victory. is a safe, calm feeling. God gives his children peace when they trust him. No big fortress or mighty army could keep us any safer. So, no matter where you are or what problems you have, you can sleep peacefully because he is watching over you.
Psalm 4 verse 8, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Recess. I also love eating lunch under this tree with all my friends. And since all my friends are busy doing something else, I'll just have to eat lunch with you.
Oh, you're very kind.
Let me ask you a question. You and I are trying to be healthy, right?
Right.
We exercise, drink water, get 8 hours of sleep at night, and breathe as much fresh air as we can, right?
Right.
What about our food? How do I know if my mom packed me a healthy lunch? I mean, she loves me and would never do anything to make me sick, but maybe she doesn't know how to make healthy lunches.
Well, she can do what my mom does.
What?
My mom uses the Bible to decide what I should eat.
Your mom packs you lots of loaves and fishes?
No. She told me that when God made this world, he created just what everybody needed to be healthy. Adam, Eve, the animals, everybody ate the same things.
Really? What did they eat?
Oh, fruits, grains, nuts, seeds, and mangoes. I love mangoes. It's all right there in Genesis.
So if we eat what God created for us to eat, we will be healthy?
As healthy as we can be, I guess. I mean, God knew what we needed. It makes sense that he put good things in nature for us to eat.
Well, let me see what my mom packed for me. Lettuce and tomato sandwich and whole wheat bread, some carrot sticks, an apple, and for dessert, homemade cookies with nuts in them. Hey, I think my mom did a pretty good job.
God would be proud.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, he established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
So, Jesus died on the cross for us. But then what? Are you sure you're ready for the answer? That's the part about the earthquake and the angel.
And the grave clothes with no body in them? No body. Get it? There was no body.
No body? But how did Jesus get out of the tomb?
Well, the answer's in Matthew 28. Will you read it for us?
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said.
I wish I could have seen that with my very own eyes.
After all that, you'll think that everybody would understand who Jesus is.
Well, yes, Jesus is the only person who never, ever sinned. That's because Jesus is more than just a man. Jesus is the Son of God who came to be the Savior of the world.
Yes, but a lot of people don't know that. I think we'd better start telling people.
Wow, that reminds me of the trickle-down theory. God loved us and sent his Son. We accept him and tell our neighbors, who tell their neighbors, who tell their neighbors.
Who tell their neighbors, who tell their neighbors.
Till the whole world has heard the good news of Jesus.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is Who Got the Parrot? There was a little old woman who lived in a small house. On the front porch of the house hung a big red cage in which there was a green and yellow parrot. One day, Alice, Betty, and Catherine passed the house, and the old woman said to them, Girls, wouldn't you like to have a parrot? I've had this one for many years, and I'm tired of his chatter. Give me the parrot, shouted Alice. I want the parrot, cried Betty. I, too, would like to have the parrot, said Catherine. Well, 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 laughed the old woman. I have only one parrot, and all three of you want it. Let's sit down and think what to do. So they all sat down on the front porch and thought. After a time, the old woman said, Each of you may have the parrot for 1 week, and while you have him, teach him new words to say. She pointed to Alice and said, You teach him to say good morning. And you, Betty, teach him to say good afternoon. Catherine, you may teach him to say good night. When each one has had the parrot 1 week, bring him back to me, and I shall decide which of you may keep him for your very own. Here, Alice, you may have him first. All the girls supposed that whoever taught the parrot the best would get him to keep. Alice hung the parrot's cage in the parlor when she got home. Every day she sat beside the cage to teach the bird to say good morning. But he was slow to learn, and Alice neglected her regular work. Whenever her mother called her, Alice would answer, Not yet, wait a while, and she would continue to talk to the parrot. But before the week was up, the bird learned to say, Good morning, and Alice was happy. Then Betty took the bird and hung it in the attic where she could be alone with it all day long. Whenever her mother called, Betty answered, Don't bother me, and before the week was over, she had taught the parrot to say very nicely, Good afternoon. When Catherine took the parrot to her home, she hung its cage in the kitchen so that she could talk to the bird while she washed the dishes and swept the floor. Often, she would sit down beside the cage and talk to the funny green bird. But whenever her grandmother called, she answered, "Coming, Grandma!" At last, the 3 weeks ended, and the girls brought the parrot back to the little old woman. They put the cage on a table and then all sat down to await the decision. The parrot looked at each of the girls, jumped to the bottom of the cage, and cried, "Good morning, good afternoon, good night." "Oh, dear," said the little old woman, "how can I tell who should have the parrot?" And then she smiled a sly smile which wrinkled up her eyes. Suddenly she called, "Alice, Alice, Alice," in just the same way she thought her mother had called Alice for her help. The old woman had no sooner called when the parrot opened his mouth and shrieked, "Not yet! Wait a while!" "Now whom do you suppose he heard say that?" exclaimed the old woman. Alice knew. Then the old woman called, "Betty? Betty? Betty?" And the parrot answered, "Don't bother me! Don't bother me!" in a harsh voice. But when the old woman called, "Catherine? Catherine? Catherine?" the bird said softly, just like Catherine's voice, "Coming, Grandma." "Isn't he the smartest bird you ever saw?" cried Alice. "May I have him, please?" But the bird answered instead, "Not yet. Wait a while." "You'll come home with me, won't you, pretty parrot?" pleaded Betty. "Don't bother me," said the parrot very harshly. "I'd like to take the dear thing home with me," said Catherine. The little old woman smiled, and the parrot flapped his wings and said sweetly, so it seemed, to Catherine, "Coming, Grandma." "You see, girls," said the little old woman, "the parrot had made up his mind, and he answered you in the very words he heard you speak. So, Catherine, he must be yours." "Ha, ha, ha," laughed the parrot, and he flapped his wings gaily as Catherine carried him away in his big red cage.
You've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955. This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come, please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.